Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome back. All right, everybody calm down here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Arsenio Hall is with us. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino, and then on Friday, you can watch Jay Leno and see Arsenio Hall in person.
Right, but prior to that, 8 o'clock to 11, Tim Conway and I think Adam Carolla might call in.
Ooh, is that right?
Is he
on Friday?
No,
I'm off on Friday.
But won't you show a best of? I mean, a show.
Oh, yeah. I'm a TV guy. What are we going to do on Friday? What are we going to do on Friday?
On Friday, Gretchen and the Lukes are coming in early.
Oh so excellent.
Live. I'm sorry. All right. Adam Carolla will be at home with his wife.
Yeah, he's on vacation this week. Did he go anywhere?
I think he went to Europe again.
Wow.
But yeah, for Friday, it's Gretchen and the Lukes 8 to 11. Then from 11 to 1, it's Kerry Kasem and Jackie Johnson.
Holy smokes.
Jackie Johnson. That's the woman with the cassava melons on Channel 9?
Yeah. It's a good idea to put both those two on radio.
Exactly.
What does that mean, Tim?
Well, I mean, they're really hot, man.
Oh, yeah. I see, I took
radio
a shot.
Doesn't really...
I figured there would be a best of Tim Conway Jr. And, of course, I took a guess that maybe on that best of, there would be an Adam Carolla kind of call in. But I guess we got to wait till Monday.
Yeah.
Nice job,
retard. I'm taking next week off.
Sorry.
I'm out of here. Hey, we've got a guy in the audience. A guy in the studio right now. Who won $12 million in the World Series of Poker, and his name is Jamie Gold. Nice to see you, Gold.
It's good to be
Look
back.
Look at you, dude. How much is that $12 million you got left?
It's good to be back?
Yeah, he's been on before.
Oh, I've been here. Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to be invited here several times.
Yeah, you've been out with us like four or five times.
Yep.
I remember I played you in poker one night.
And you beat me.
I think I beat you, yeah.
Yes,
so wait, you should be rich?
Well, I don't think we were playing for any money. But this is the remarkable thing about Jamie Gold and the reason why he won the World Series of Poker and I didn't. We played poker one night against each other, and we played maybe 10 hands. It was all for like $20 or so. We played 10 hands of hold'em poker, and at the end of it, I think I won like on a fluke. I went all in on something and caught a straight on the river. But I said to Jamie, I said, hey, you remember that last hand? And he says, I remember every hand. I remembered every single hand that we had played, what the cards were, what I had, and what he had. That's the kind of mind that can put you in the World Series of Poker.
You got it.
I say, you live in the valley?
can you memorize numbers like that if the guy gave you his phone number?
Sure, yeah.
Right,
it's not that. I think it's just that it's an affinity for the understanding of the logic of the game more than it is. A lot of people are not great with numbers, but people are really great with the logic of, the situations that you're in and, what the best move is in each situation. I think that's much more. It's not about the cards and the numbers. It's about playing the people and figuring out, where you're at.
So you read people really well.
I think I do at a poker table.
But you don't read them well in person? Like if you're at a market and you see a chick, you can't tell whether she's interested in you?
Not at all. Yeah, so actually the opposite. I'm a bit of a savant in that sense.
If you met Dr. Jerry Buss at Knott's Berry Farm versus... at a poker table, you would really get him at a poker table with a Knott's Berry Farm. You'd be like, what's wrong with this guy? Yeah, you're good at the only in a poker situation.
I love Dr. Buss, but yes, I'm only really good. We all have our skills, and that seems to be one little skill that I turned into.
Yes,
a nice profit.
All right, Jamie Gold is with us, and he won the World Series of Poker in 2006, $12 million.
That was the big one. Yeah, that was my first time, and that was really good timing that I decided to play then.
Now, do they offer that to you in chips or dollars?
They actually offer it to you in cash.
They do.
But you can take, I took it in a
How
wire.
Heavy is $12 million?
Well, it was the size of a standard poker table. Filled the whole table, I would say about
Gina
a foot
perking
and a half
up.
High. figure a brick of $100,000, if you've ever seen what that looks like.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 120 of those.
Wow, is that right? So how heavy is that?
I picked up one in each hand, and that was, I guess, the famous shot that I could hold one in each hand, and that was about it. And I threw one into the crowd, and
you
the producers got all... you know,
a pack of hundreds into the crowd?
Yeah, a pack of 100,000 into the crowd.
Did they keep it or did somebody grab it?
No, one of the producers was 6'7". He caught it in midair before it went to the crowd. I thought, you know, the very least I could throw was...
apparently the producers play for the Clippers.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm so sorry, Tim. You know I never do this.
Yeah, it's okay, babe. What's going on?
I was just wondering...
Is there breaking news?
Not really. Jamie, could you tell that story again and just like maybe a little slower?
She loves stories about money. I don't know what's gotten into her, man. She likes that cash.
$12 million.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you get the money, and they give you a big suite that night, huh?
They gave me what's called the Palazzo Suite.
Right.
Which is, you have your own Olympic-sized pool. You have two private...
What hotel is this?
This is at the Rio. Oh,
okay.
It's still held at the Rio. I believe it's going to move to Caesar soon, but for now it's at the Rio. And so the Rio actually has... You know, the Rio's a nice place in itself, but it actually has this extraordinary separate... You have your own entrance. You have... It's pretty amazing.
Right.
It's, and so I had, I think, seven or eight of my friends that... stayed with
actually,
me for four
I had
days.
That suite when I used to date Siegfried. But that's just a personal thing, and I shouldn't even said it because my son might be listening.
So
one of my friends, you'll like this story. One of my friends took a little bit of an advantage of the situation, and they told me that they said, "Listen, get whatever you like. It's on us. You know, it's our gift." And so my friend thought, "All right, I'm going to order bottles of Cristal." So the next morning, we got. They said the one thing we're going to charge you for, because it was a little excessive, were 40 bottles of Cristal. And I said, "None of us actually drink champagne." And they said, no, your friend was bathing in it.
That's what you get for bringing Jay-Z with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's what was that tab?
They asked me for, I think, $25,000.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, you know.
You just go back to the poker table and peel off a bunch.
I was glad to spend $25,000 after...
Now, wasn't your mom with you, too?
...being that fortunate. She did. I asked her after one night. I asked her to
take a powder?
Move on. Yeah.
I mean, so $12 million. You get $12 million in cash. You won. You're exhausted. You're in this suite. And you're like, I got $12 million. I'm in Vegas. I'm a single guy. And you look across the couch and you go... Oh,
well, no,
my mom.
I actually wasn't. I wasn't single.
Oh, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. I was living with. You know, I have someone in my life. It's my girlfriend. Sometimes not my girlfriend. But
she's still with you.
But, yeah, we still live together, and we're best friends. I don't know how else to explain it. But
How about Uck Buddy?
Yeah. How about Beard?
She's one of the few people in the world that I can really, really trust.
All right. Yeah.
So
all right,
we are still together and living together, and it's not. We had issues before I won, so it wasn't about the win. We're actually closer since I've won.
Did you lay anything on her once you won? You mean $12 million. You can't pass up
Tiffany's
anymore.
I took care of a long list of people in my life that some
you.
Of them I don't speak to anymore because they felt like it wasn't enough.
Wow, really?
Which is really amazing to me.
That's crazy.
You know, because they said, well, I heard you gave somebody else, you know, 10 times that amount of money. And
Jesus Christ.
I just thought, you know, like, you can't win. You just can't win.
Now, money's annoying, man. I know where you're coming from.
It's amazing. You need it, and it's necessary. I would never complain about, oh, my God, I have this. But money, it really is true. It causes you a lot of problems that you didn't see coming.
Notorious B.I.G. I'm talking like Jez. Notorious B.I.G. You know,
more money, more problems. And it really is true. You know, I'm not complaining. I'd rather have the problems. But they are some serious problems that I was not, you know.
You know, there may be guys right now who are driving around like a 1975 Pinto on the, you know, the 10 freeway. And
afraid that somebody will bump them in the back.
Their car is overheated and they're waiting for AAA to come. And they're listening to you guys talk about how money is a problem.
I still drive a Toyota Corolla.
I know, but you also
never
BS
bought a new
everybody.
Car, never bought a new house. In what way? In what way?
Tim, can I tell you something?
You drive one of your cars as a Corolla. I heard you got some other S in that garage.
I share my girlfriend has a really nice car that I do drive sometimes, but bought it with her money.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Look at you.
I still drive a Toyota Corolla, and I still live in the same place for the last 18 years.
Wow, an
still
apartment.
Paying rent.
Are you in an apartment still?
I'm still paying rent.
Jesus Christ,
you should buy
man.
Something.
I know.
Do you have a financial advisor or is it just you?
I met this guy on the street that, no.
Jamie, please let me introduce you to a couple people. Please.
Yeah, Arsenio will turn your life around. Turn that 12 into 24 million.
Jamie Gold, that's the perfect name for a comic.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a comic named Jamie Gold?
I don't know.
I thought it was the perfect name for a poker player.
Yeah.
Now, like, yeah, the moneymaker and then Gold. I thought it was...
Jamie,
now, wait, can I plug something that's really really important to me and close to my heart?
I think he has a special on TV One also.
Here's that.
This is something that's really important. This weekend...
Pride Parade?
No, the Jerry Lewis Telethon that I'm a part of, because my father died of ALS, and the MDA has this amazing ALS organization that I'm an ambassador for them, and I'm spending the rest of my life to try to help find a cure for this horrible disease. But Jerry Lewis obviously has dedicated his life to this cause, to the MDA, and they really do put on an unbelievable 24 hours of everyone from Celine Dion to Kid Rock, you name it. I mean, it's an incredible show. I'm maybe 2 minutes of that incredible show, but
what are you going to do, Jamie?
Well, I'm doing an appeal from Vegas. I'm doing an appeal on Sunday night between 11 and midnight, and then live here from KCAL on Channel 9 in LA, I'll be answering phones all day on Monday.
Oh, I thought you were the guy that brings the wheelbarrow of codeine in for...
You know, Jerry does...
I didn't say it.
Jerry does wonderful things, but brother be high, allegedly.
You know what? If you had the medical issues... more than back... Didn't he have a stroke? I mean, he's had some serious...
No, I didn't know that.
He's had some very serious medical... You know, when...
His face got swollen.
You know, I heard a story about Jerry Lewis, and this is, again, allegedly, because I don't want to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard back when he was with Dean Martin, and they were doing, you know, they were kicking ass, that whenever Jerry Lewis went to a meeting, a big Hollywood meeting, that he would always have, like, a briefcase with him. He'd have the meeting, and then he'd leave the meeting, and then come back an hour later and
that
go...
That was him. There's a legendary story about an artist that would do that. It would leave a tape recorder.
And then in that briefcase would be a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd come back, grab the briefcase, and split, and then listen to the tape recorder, what they said about him, for an hour.
Seinfeld did a whole episode on that.
I think that was Jerry Lewis who did it.
That was from Jerry Lewis. Did you ever see that Seinfeld episode?
Yeah, but can you imagine how many times when he left... You know, that briefcase, how many of those tapes were started with, what an a-hole.
What a jackass. All right, now let me ask you, Arsenio, can I ask you, because, you know, I don't get the opportunity to meet people that, you know, have been such an amazing, you know, influence. Seriously, when I was growing up, it was exactly that time. I'm 39 years old.
Right.
And it was exactly at the time where I was watching television every night, and you were a groundbreaking, amazing, important, you know, current force in my life.
Thanks, when
you had Bill Clinton on, because I've listened to the show.
Is this where you give him a check for some of that $12
million? We worked that out before the show.
Yeah, he's very generous.
Tell me what it was like. This was the height of, he didn't, you know, people say that he did the show to get popularity, mm-hmm. because your show was obviously, you know, the biggest show
in the
world.
I had a demographic that he wanted to reach, I think.
But I gotta say that, come on, he was at the height of his popularity,
mm-hmm.
and you got probably the most famous person on the planet to come to your show and play the saxophone.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, Jamie? Initially, when we put out the offer, I didn't think he'd even say yes, because Bush Sr. had turned me down, right? So I expected a no. And when he said yes, I began, there's something you learn about talk shows and women. When you get a yes, continue to ask for things.
Oh,
so
really?
So I said, will Hillary come? Yes. Will she come on the air? Yes. I heard you're a musician. Would you play with the posse? Yes. Two songs? Yes. He kept saying yes. And here's what he said yes that blew me away. I said, and I was joking. I asked the talent coordinator, I said, ask me if you'll wear my sunglasses and my tie. And you know what? It came back a yes. And to this day, if you remember, he wore one of my wild-ass ties and sunglasses.
Now, what if you asked him, let's say let's say you crank up that show again,
uh-huh.
and you ask him all those questions this time, what does he say? Ooh. I ain't wearing the tie.
Yeah, yeah.
F the glasses.
Yeah, I ain't playing none of that.
Yeah, no saxophone, and Hillary ain't coming.
Do you predict that Obama or McCain will do... You know, after they win, will they do any of those kinds of appearances?
McCain already has done Leno. He did Leno Monday night.
But they're campaigning. I'm talking about once they're president.
Right.
Yeah, they really don't do them once they're president.
No.
Yeah,
stop. And by the way,
good idea.
Mr. Clinton came back and did my show on my anniversary after he was president. I think Obama would do Leno because Leno's a nice guy and everybody loves Jay. But I think because he's being accused of being the biggest star in the world, it's a venue that's not good for him right now politically.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Jamie Gold is with us. He won $12 million in the 2006 World Series of Poker.
You forgot my new best friend, Jamie
Gold. Yes. And contrary to that, I lost $6 last night on online poker.
So. We got to talk about tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night's going to be amazing. It's going to be the Commerce Casino. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday. Arsenio Hall stops by. Always nice to see you, dude.
And by the way, my commitment to you and my business manager is that I will continue to come here every Wednesday for the rest of my damn life. And I don't care what they say, William Morris. I'm going to be here.
Thank you. Or until they change formats, then you and I will be doing this at Jerry's Deli on Wednesday.
I think a new format will be you finding someone you mesh with. And it'll end up being Tim Conway Jr. and Sammy.
Yes. Slamming Sammy, man. She's coming tomorrow. All right. Jamie Gold is here. He won the 2006 World Series of Poker. And I know a lot of guys play poker. We're going to have the big tournament tomorrow at the Commerce Casino. It starts at 8 p.m., but get there early if you have a ticket to get in. And the tournament starts at 8 p.m. The Commerce Casino is located off the 5 freeway between the 710 and the 605.
As you're headed to Buena Park or Knott's Berry Farm, you look to your left and you'll see that, what's that shopping place right there?
The outlets.
The outlets, and then you see Commerce.
Yeah, Commerce Casino, man. And so Jamie Gold will be there, but it starts at 8 o'clock. Try to get there early. A couple hundred people are going to be playing. There's free food for players. So check your email box to see if you're one of the lucky winners.
And afterwards, I'm more than happy to host a big cash game if anybody wants to play.
Oh, he's got plenty of cheese, and he's still trying to take people to the hole. That's amazing.
You can't
even
say with a straight face. But if you have a question about poker, this guy won the World Series of Poker. This is like talking to Michael Jordan of basketball.
Does anybody
Wayne
even play poker anymore?
There's
about 30 million people
30
in America that play once a week. It's getting a little...
More people play poker than voted for Hillary Clinton
in
the primary.
And you know, the poker players like put dents in that glass ceiling.
Oh, they do. I like when they say that most of America voted for Hillary Clinton. And how many people? 18 million people. Let me see. There's 330 million people. Who's doing the math over there? Jesus. All right. Jamie Gold is with us. If you'd like to ask him a question about poker, this guy will have the answer, man. He has won $12 million in the game. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you were here last time, and you gave a good piece of advice to everybody that you shouldn't play once, like every 2 or 3 days on a small game, but save up your money and play in a big game.
Yeah, it's the when you go to casinos, the only way that the reason why the casinos make so much money in other games, obviously, they have an edge. In poker, there's no edge. You're just playing against other people. So the casino has to have a way to make their money. They make it on something called a rake. So every single hand, they take a piece out of that pot.
Right.
So if you start with at a small table, let's say you start with $50, and they're taking $3 out of every pot. Well, $3 out of every pot, you have 20 pots an hour, that's $60. If you stay there for 8 hours, every single dollar from every single person at the table is gone to the casino. You can't beat that game.
Right.
So instead, if you have $50 to play 3 times a week, save it up and go, you know, once every 2 weeks and take $200 and take a shot at a game where you actually have a chance to win, where the rake isn't going to kill you.
Now, are there better players at a $200 table than the $5 table?
Believe it or not, not necessarily.
Is that right?
Not necessarily. The best players play the really high games. You know, when we say really high, meaning it's a $600 buy-in, but it's really a $2,000 game. So people who are playing, I've put friends of mine and I coach them in, you know, $100, $200 games, and people are making the same mistakes that they're making in these $50 games.
Do you wear sunglasses when you play the game?
I almost never do, because I like, it's not that I want to hide from everybody else. I want to see everyone else, and my eyes are not that great. So if I wear sunglasses, then I have to take them off every time that I'm trying to study someone else.
How about prescription sunglasses?
I have them, but I still can't see. I want to see everything I need to see. If I'm playing in a really serious game and there's really serious money on the line, I want to see every little feature, you know, everything that's going on in your face,
all your body movement,
yeah, everything. And now, you'd be amazed at how much you can tell. How often I can tell you exactly the two cards that are in your hand. It all comes from studying.
Mm. All right, you know, do we have a deck of cards?
We'll get one for you, Tim.
Because,
hey, Tim, does anybody
Because literally,
cheat?
I could give you two cards, and Jamie, like, 9 out of 10 times can come very close to what you have in your hand.
If I play with you, I did it with Tim because I played with him for about half an hour. And after half an hour, I could tell him just about the two cards. You have A7 in your hand.
You're talking about it's like a trick, but it's not.
It's after a while, you've seen so many hands and so many people that do the same thing with the same kind of hands that you start to deduce exactly what somebody has in their hand. But I couldn't just give you two cards and say that would be a magic trick.
That would be very Blaine-esque.
Yes.
Nobody would want to play with you. All right, so Jay, what are some of the mistakes? Like, if I have two aces and I go to look at them, what are some of the signals that you pick up that I've got a great hand?
The most common for players,
Tim usually has an erection.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
So if you get under the table, you can say, "Oh, I know what he got."
Here are the most common things that what you would call average players do, because really great players are constantly trying to trick you, so you have no idea.
Right.
But an average player will do usually the same kind of things. If they say two aces, they'll either sit up straight in their hand. If they were doing something with their hands, if they were looking, you know, on the phone, all of a sudden they put the phone down. They all of a sudden want to concentrate, or they completely look away like they have no interest in the hand, and all of a sudden they raise.
So Tim, you know what's interesting? So Jamie, along with being a great poker player, or to be a great poker player, you have to be an expert on human behavior and psychology.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And if you look at their feet and the way that they are in the floor, if their feet are not flat on the floor facing forward, meaning that they're really interested in the hand, the chances are that they do not have that kind of hand. And if they're bluffing on almost 95% tell on anybody who's not professionally trained to go against this is if their vein on the side of their neck is beating, you know, if their heart's beating fast, because your heart rate absolutely goes up when you're bluffing.
In my neighborhood, when that vein, that means OJ is coming. When that vein swells.
But this is a pretty amazing tell.
I'm in Brentwood, and no.
If you look at somebody, they start to sweat, they start to get nervous, and it's amazing. If you think somebody's bluffing, just stare them down for a minute, and it's incredible how most of the time they will just break. In some way, they will crack.
Are professionals better at not showing that stuff?
They train themselves not to. You would never be able to tell that I have the hand that I have. You know, I shouldn't say that, not never. If I'm trying to put off a false tell, you will not know.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not focused enough to try to put that off. But in general, you have no clue where I'm at.
You ever drink and play or get high?
I have drank and played, and I've lost every single time I've done that.
Really?
Wow. Every single time. It is usually not a really positive thing.
When I'm on Leno and I'm high, I always bomb. So the last 12 shots on Leno,
wasted,
I was smoking Purple Kush Headband 101.
So tomorrow night, you're going straight.
Let's talk to Craig in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us, and Jamie Gold is with us. He won the 2006 World Series of Poker. What's up, dude?
Wow, Tim, Arsenio, and Jamie Gold. How you guys doing?
Hey, dog.
Good, how you?
Excellent.
Jamie is he's a great ambassador of the game. I know he doesn't toot his horn a lot, but he does a lot of charity tournaments and things. I ran into him at the Montel Williams tournament a few months ago, and I stayed in longer than him.
The one in Vegas or New York?
Yeah, in Vegas. The one in Vegas, you were there.
Was it the Montel Williams charity for sexually harassed interns?
Oh my God!
It's yes. for his MS Foundation, and he
remind
is,
me to write you a blank check after the show for that ad lib.
Okay. Pretty extraordinary that this guy, can even get out of bed in the morning, much less do all the amazing things that he does.
Why was he at?
Yeah, he's been suffering from MS for.
Oh, I didn't know. That.
Oh, it's
Tim thought he just smoked dope because he enjoyed it. He has.
You wouldn't know it seeing him. He's a picture of health. But otherwise, is.
No, he's a good guy. I'm just busting his
ball. He's amazing. But no, for what you think about it, the guy. Like, he truly. There are days where he cannot get out of bed, and he still is so productive. I don't know. I would not be doing what he's doing if
we have
it
the same business manager, and he's a really nice guy who's doing a lot to change the disease in our society and how we deal with it.
Yes.
Good guy.
Yeah, he really is.
All right, I take back the joke. Graham and Van Venice, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Hey. How you doing?
All right.
Hey. Jamie, it's Graham K. How are you?
Oh, my God.
I wanted to let you guys know, Jamie Gold was a talent agent before he was a poker player, and he actually hired me.
Was it a big agency?
It was a pretty good agency. It was a mid-sized agency.
And I'm gonna guess William Horish.
No. That's where I ended up. But
ICM.
But no, it was smaller. I don't want to give Jamie and I don't want to give the name out because
I haven't seen Graham probably in 10 years, and he's unbelievably successful.
Both of us money. And I just wanted to let you know, he not only did he give me a huge shot, but it's funny because everybody says, you know, this guy's too nice to be in the movie business. And he always took care of his father. It was the most important thing to him. It's pretty amazing. I turned on the show and I heard that Jamie was on, and he keeps sending me emails asking me to come to these events. And for somebody who's won all that money, usually they just go out and spend it, and he spends all of his time raising money and helping people. And, you know, he always took care of his father, and it was just, he's just an amazing guy.
Hey, man, you worse than a Michelle Obama speech. You're going to make us cry up in here, man.
It sounds like I set this up.
Money.
I swear to you, I did not set this up.
Oh, gosh.
Graham, it's really, really kind. I'm so glad that you called, but it seems like I'm asking people to call in.
Yeah, no, Graham, we thank you for calling. You were in a talent agency?
I used to be an agent. I represented James Gandolfini and Felicity Huffman and Lucy Liu and Jimmy Fallon. And
wow. So this was kind of recently.
No. I was an agent. I was an agent from 91 to 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? All right. And then you got out to play poker?
No. No, I wanted to. I actually thought I wanted to
go into
television production. But I realized that. Once I saw Rounders, I thought, oh my God, I also knew that I had a skill in poker, and I thought, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good poker player, so I did both. I worked all day and I played all night, and
I'm so glad you're rich, because you're like this really nice guy who I met an hour ago, and so many rich people like myself are a-holes, and this is a really nice guy. I'm so glad God gave you what you have, you know, because you're a really nice
guy.
And I'm glad you don't have to be a scumbag agent. I really, really, really am. Happy.
You know what? That's why I got out of the business.
Uh-oh. Arsenio gave me a note here. Please tell him about the 10 kids I sent to college. All right, Arsenio, please. Can we get to that later? Jesus Christ,
you know,
man.
What? He's joking, because I sent all Sean Kemp's kids to school.
I'll tell you what. Real quickly,
Arsenio Hall sent 10 kids to college, full ride, right? How many of those kids out of 10 called him personally to thank him?
Out of 10. 1.
0.
Except one kid's mom called me.
Oh, my God.
0. How about that?
He had good parents, and they just didn't
want
to get through.
You know, it's a beautiful thing that you did, and you're making an effect on the world, and that has to...
But you know what I tell Tim?
You're obviously not doing it for the thanks.
I complain off the air to Tim that kids... I can't believe kids these days, but the bottom line is, you're right. You do it for how it affects the world, and you don't do it for a thank you. And
a thank you is nice.
But it is pretty amazing.
I promise I won't complain off the air ever again to Tim.
A thank you is nice for people who are that generous.
But Arsenio, when you had made the comment, I'm not saying, you know, that what a great or nice guy that I am, but I actually did quit being an agent because my heart couldn't take it. Because every time I got somebody to that level, they were... you know, they either stolen from me or they decided that, you know...
Shannon Elizabeth.
Can we have some names?
Because I chose... Shannon Elizabeth. But because I chose never to... What I thought was selling out was
Gary Coleman.
And working at, you know, the biggest agency I could possibly work at for myself, which is great. And there are brilliant people working in these places. I just didn't have the heart to be part of the system. So it actually, you know, it hindered my ability to do business.
Mm. All right.
Jamie's saying really important things, and you and I...
You know what? They're only important to
Jamie
me.
Jamie
so
Gold is with
me,
us. You know, all right.
No, Jamie.
Arsenio Hall is with us.
We're just uncomfortable when we're serious.
And these two guys have saved the planet.
Hey, but Tim. I did not ask anyone to call up, because it did kind of seem like a stroke me.
You guys are like,
I'm glad he called Tim. God bless
it's like,
you.
Like Jesus Christ, God bless his brother
you,
here.
All right. Tim, are you listening to me? I want to say something nice to you. God bless you.
Thank you.
No punchline. God bless you, Tim.
All right, we'll come back with more on how great these two are. 520-9710.
Hey, Tim gave my
and
son.
888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Jesus Christ is brother with us. We're live on 97.13 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
I need you to take your hand out of my mouth.
Arsenio Hall is with us. Jamie Gold is with us. Arsenio Hall, you can see him on Friday night on the Jay Leno Show on Channel 4 at 11:35.
You don't have to keep plugging it, because I'm going to call you tomorrow from a car.
Yeah, plug away.
Leaving the Laugh Factory or the Comedy and Magic Club and say, Tim, you know, tomorrow.
Now, you be nervous all night tomorrow? You're going to be back and forth
now,
to the bathroom?
Man. I'm nervous now. When I watched Norm Macdonald last night and he wiped his brow after they headed to commercial, I was nervous then, because I know that feeling. I don't care who you are and how much paper you got in the bank. Your job is to get laughs, and you want to perform. Right. You want to deliver.
Will you take some precautionary Imodium before you hit the set?
For those of you who don't know what Imodium is, well, let me just say this. I will wear the same diaper tomorrow and Friday that I have on tonight.
I imagine that's happened, too. A guy sitting across from Jay Leno goes, oh, man, I'd love to see you. Like, I got to go.
I got to
get the hell out of here.
You know how your first guest out? I have been on the Leno Show, and the second guest comes out. It was a lady who, she was a cook or something. I forget. She was going to talk and make something, and I smelled poopy.
Uh-oh.
You know, and we should have smelled chicken, but I smelled poopy.
Oh, no. All right, Jamie Gold is with us.
It's a lot of pressure on the show. It's been a lot.
Now, Jamie, you got
to
share.
As a matter of fact, I'm about to do it now.
There you go.
I'm about to poopy early. I'm sorry, Jamie.
All right.
This is your time.
Not at all. Jamie, we've got a couple of seconds here. You got a charity event coming up?
Yeah, on September 20th, Nancy Cartwright, who's the voice of Bart Simpson and the honorary mayor of Northridge, is having a night of entertainment and poker.
Say no more.
And it's hosted by Tom Kenny, who's the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. And they're going to have a poker tournament with a lot of famous poker players. And I was there last year. It's to benefit the Police Activities League, the PALS, for you know, inner city kids and all the programs that they have in the Valley. And anybody can go to fundraisers.com. And they can sign up, and
they play poker against you.
They can play poker against me and Brad Garrett, and
well, that's pretty cool. And who's
long
it? Where's it going to be?
Celebrities.
Big
it's
Brad.
Gonna
be, Big
where?
Brad.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be in Northridge at Nancy Cartwright's house. She turns it into.
What's she doing in Northridge?
It's an extraordinary place.
She
really
makes
beautiful.
$1 million an episode.
You wouldn't believe the spread that she has in this place. I mean, her guest house is you know, nicer than where I live.
Hey, all right.
Don't forget, Michael Jackson got a lot of money, and that's where he was living before he moved down.
No, it's beautiful.
What does it cost
to get
in?
It's really beautiful. It is, I believe it's $250 to play. $250.
Jamie will pay for you to come.
$500 includes the party and the $250 buy-in to play. $250 just to come to the party, but if you want to play poker in the tournament where there are tons of prizes, it's another $250.
All right, get out there and go to this event.
So fundraisers.com.
All right. Jamie Gold is saving the earth here, and Arsenio Hall will be on Leno. Now, if you want to see Jamie tomorrow, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino. You're going to come by and try to win this tournament, huh?
I'm going to be there. I'll be there the whole time.
Jamie Gold, the Al Gore of poker.
We'll be at the Commerce Smart. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
No, you're saving
the
world.
And Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
This goes don't open to after dark. And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10. Right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out. Just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere. Cause
since come out at night. Since come out at night.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We got to thank Arsenio Hall for coming in every Wednesday. You're a major stud, and we'll see you on Leno on Friday.
You don't
Friday.
Have to thank me, man. And being here is, you know, it's my pleasure.
Yes.
You go, dog.
All right, John and Jeff are here from the John and Jeff Show. What's going on with the big show tonight, fellas?
Hey.
Tonight, a guy gets $3 million in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he does with the ticket?
I don't know.
Eats it.
Donates it to his church.
Hey, wait. I don't know what kind of room I'm in that y'all think that's a bad thing.
But think about this. Okay. How many of us would donate the $3 million scratch-off ticket to a church?
I don't know.
Not doing it. Arsenio?
I would get half.
Okay. You know what? So would I.
Yeah. I think I would keep the money and start my own church.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Exactly. I mean, why not keep the money and
make
do
some
good
more
things?
Money.
The assumption is, you know, if you give it to a church, then good things will happen. What about you doing good things
there
with
you
the
go.
Money?
Yeah.
I think
right.
it depends. It depends
yes.
on the church.
And that's why I'm a fan of
like John's philosophy because all of us can spend the money better than churches and the government.
Thank
Good night,
you.
Everybody. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr.
thank
show.
You.
Stay
God
tuned
bless.
For John and Jeff. Our City Hall, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow right after Likas for the big Commerce Tournament on 97.1 Free FM. All right, Bob in Newport, you're on 97.1.
But wild here.
For a while, the show's set here.
Yes, son! Amen, Colin.
Okay, good son, all the time. Starting to agree with him.
He should write Jesse's speeches.
Yeah, Jacula in, is that right? Is that possibly?
I think there's supposed to be an E at the front of her name.
Oh, boy. Is that Jacula? How do you pronounce your name before I get in trouble here?
It's Jaquilla.
Jaquilla. Oh, all right, off. Baby. Now, do you spell it Jacquilla?
Yes.
Because that's what we were going to go with my daughter, but we ended up with Sophie. Yeah, originally it was going to be Jaquilla. That's weird.
Any name that gets confused by Mr. Conway as Ejaculo, I think we might have to pass on. Yeah.